Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 12 of the What I Am Reading podcast. Each week I'll be reading a short extract from the book that I am reading, which is available for you to access from the school library. Today I will be reading from Framed by Frank Cottrell Boyce. The main character in Framed is called Dylan. He is a 9-year-old boy and he lives with his sisters and his mum. They live in a small Welsh town called Menod, which lies at the foot of a mountain, and their business is an automobile garage. Lester is a man who works with art in a museum, and he brought his car to the garage, but when he did, he accidentally left a famous painting inside. The children had taken the painting into the house and secretly taken it out of its box so that their friends could have a look at it, but now Lester has come to collect it. Marie ran down to let Lester into the kitchen while I put the picture back in its box. The box was under the bed. The bubble wrap was still in there. All we had to do was fasten the catches in the right order and make sure it was all the right way round. Easy. After all, we'd just done an oil change and fitted a whole new set of tyres. I did the catches and Minnie slid the lid back into place. We were like clockwork. Mam said, "Have I been missing something here? Where did you learn to do that?" Marie told the other girls to wait 5 minutes before coming down, so that we could get rid of him. It might look a bit weird if there were 2 million girls in the same room as his painting. Down in the kitchen, Marie was telling Lester how we'd found the box when we were looking for the car jack, and we'd decided that it was a risk leaving it there, what with the oil and so on, so now it was in the house for safekeeping. "How's the tyres then?" "The tyres are fine, but the picture is here. Are you sure?" "Oh yeah, you've got the picture, haven't you, Dylan? What about the oil? I wasn't sure if you had a brand preference." But Lester wasn't thinking about oil. He just grabbed the picture off me and hugged it. He just stood there for a minute, enjoying breathing. Maybe he hadn't been breathing properly for a while. He said, "I'm so sorry. I should never have left it in the car, of course. It should never have been in the car, even. But you acted with your usual good sense and kindness." He smiled. "I'm so grateful. Perhaps you'd like to take a look at it. It's the least I can do." And he started to undo the box. Only he wasn't that good at it. He couldn't find the little groove under the lid. I got a bread knife and did it for him. He lifted the little gold book out of the box and opened it on the table. "It's a diptych," he said. "A sort of tiny portable altar. It was made for Richard II. Then he stopped. Terrible Evans had just come in from upstairs, and Jade Porty. They smiled at him and stood behind our Marie looking at the picture. He carried on. "It's all gold leaf. We know who everyone is in the picture because everyone has their emblem. A sort of logo. For instance, the king holding the arrow is Edmund, who was killed by Danish archers. The king holding the ring is Edward the Confessor, who was supposed to have given his wedding ring to a beggar. And the..." He stopped again. Two of Marie's mates had come in now, and also the red-haired girl from Mr. Chips. And Mam with Max. They all smiled at him. He smiled back and carried on. "So you see, it's less like a painting and more like a puzzle." "Or a code," said Minnie, looking at me. "Or a code, indeed," said Lester. Then he stopped. The rest of Marie's mates had come in now. The ones at the back were standing on chairs. This is turning into quite the public lecture. Where were we? Well, King Richard is wearing a white deer. That's his emblem. And the angels are wearing it in his honour. It's on the back of the frame as well, look." And he went to close it, then stopped again. About another 100 females had come in. They all smiled. He smiled back, but looked at me. I smiled too. "Well, perhaps I'd better..." He was going to put the picture back in the box, but all these millions of girls did a big disappointed, "Oh!" They sounded like the cop after a missed penalty. He was too scared to stop then. He said, "Well, what else can I tell you? Oh, yes, the little pommel at the top of the banner here. It looks like a simple silver orb, but if you look closely, you can see it contains another picture of a castle on an island. Can you see? We only discovered that quite recently when the picture was cleaned. A hidden masterpiece. That could be an emblem of Manod, of course. Something that looks quite small and insignificant, but which hides something wonderful. Namely these paintings." He was at it again. "Small and insignificant. He can change his own tyres next time." So there we have it. the Wiltern diptych, painted towards the end of the 14th century, artist unknown. Good night. He grabbed the painting, snapped it shut, and shot out through the door before you could say 0 to 60 in 7 seconds. And this was a fateful moment, because in his hurry, Lester forgot the wooden box the picture came in. And without that box, we'd never have been able to do our great art robbery. Thank you very much for listening. Join me on the next episode for more of What Are You Reading? Until next time, look after yourselves, stay safe. Bye!